Another California mass killing. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News.
This kind of shooting is horrific. It's a tragedy that we hear about far too often.
San Mateo County Sheriff Christina Corpus on the murders of seven people at two locations in Half Moon Bay, California.
Police discovering four gunshot victims dead. Then, just about a mile away, three other people also discovered shot and killed, where two nurseries, including a mushroom farm, are located on the property.
It's reporter Zach Soss of Fox 2 in San Francisco, who reports the suspected shooter, a 67-year-old man, was arrested a short time later in the parking lot of a sheriff's office, where he may have planned to surrender. The sheriff says they don't yet know the motive for the killings. Police in Monterey Park, California, east of Los Angeles, say they may never know why an elderly gunman sprayed gunfire into a crowded ballroom Saturday night, killing 11 people because the suspect took his own life.
Just because the suspect dies doesn't mean the investigation stops. We will conduct it as if it's a regular criminal investigation. That's the way these things work.
Monterey Park Police Chief Scott Weiss, Senate Majority Leader Schumer among those blaming the guns.
It's clear that the prevalence of guns in our country has made tragedies like this one too frequent.
President Biden issuing a statement praising California Senator Dianne Feinstein for introducing a bill that would ban so-called assault weapons. The president is being criticized even by some members of his own party for the unsecured classified documents found in his home.
Those documents shouldn't have been there. When I look at classified information being on the House Armed Services Committee, I go to a SCIF and I have to give over my phone, and I'm not allowed to take any documents outside of the SCIF. So I really don't understand how those documents got into a personal residence.
California Congressman Ro Khanna, America, is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The so-called doomsday clock is being updated today.
The doomsday clock, which tracks nuclear and climate threats to the world, was last reset in 2020 when it was moved from 2 minutes to midnight to 100 seconds to midnight, the closest it's been since it was started in 1947. Midnight symbolizes the apocalypse in clock terminology, and the hands are a metaphor for how close the world is to destruction. This year's update of the clock, run by the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, is the first since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The clock was furthest from midnight in 1991 when it was wound back 17 minutes following the end of the Cold War. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A judge is set to hear arguments today on whether to release a report by a special grand jury that investigated whether then-President Trump and his allies broke any laws trying to overturn his narrow 2020 election loss in Georgia. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney will hear arguments from the district attorney's office and from news outlets. Still no agreement on extending the country's debt limit, which it reached last week, but a congressional committee will today consider troubles buying concert tickets.
After major issues involving ticket sales for an upcoming Taylor Swift tour led to the crash of its website, the head of Ticketmaster's parent company, Live Nation, will testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senators will hear about failures that included long delays in service and fans being locked out of both pre- and public ticket sales. Live Nation Entertainment's president and chief financial officer will be among those testifying at the hearing, where senators will look at promoting competition and protecting consumers. That includes seeing if Ticketmaster has too much influence in the live music industry. Singer-songwriter Clyde Lawrence of the sibling duo Lawrence is also scheduled to testify. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.